Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darden. Listening to late night radio in the 1960s was an extraordinary experience. On my little transistor radio, I could get Border Radio Giants, XERF and XED, WLS out of Chicago, WBAP out of Fort Worth, and, if I was lucky, WLAC out of Nashville. WLAC was where I heard some of my first gospel music, much of it sponsored by Ernie's Record Shop out of Gallatin, Tennessee. Now, I don't remember if I ever actually heard Sister Emma Tucker on WLAC, but I suppose I would have. Her great bluesy, smoky voice was the rival of anything in soul or R&B music at the time. And since then, I've always been on the lookout for more of Sister Emma's releases for the Nashboro label. Not much is known about Tucker. She recorded some great duets with Brother Joe May, the Thunderbolt from the Midwest, and she's billed on some of her LPs as the Queen of Alabama. But I do know that her song Crying Days Will Be Over, originally on the LP by the same name, is a great place to start. It's a stone-cold showstopper, a gospel song sung from a deep well of pain and passion, and as good as anything ever released by Etta James or Betty LaVette.
Crying days soon be over.
I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.